Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it's a Mercury in retrograde kind of day, even though Mercury is technically not in retrograde, but it has been that way here. Hey, I was just going to check email, but David says we got another email here. Let's see. Who is this? Is from Mariana. what? Can questions be non-animal related? Well, I guess, yeah, it depends. Humans are animals, so if it's human related, let's see. I'd love to talk about the belly button as a place to protect energy. Now, that's quite interesting. So, Nathan, have you called Mariana? I mean, Nathan, David, hello. Okay, Earth to whoever's there, David. I would say the answer to Mariana's question is we'll talk about anything. We just want a phone call. So, yeah, that's an interesting because there's something to be said for what she's talking about. Solar plexus, belly button area. That's a thing. So, David's going to go ahead and get her on the line with us, and we'll see.
Does she want to be on the line, or does she just want us to talk about it?
Well, I think she wants to, because she included her name at my she my number is,
Okay, all right.
yeah. So I think she's asking, we talk about this, and we certainly can. So anyway, we'll see. I think David's calling her. Anyway, I mean, absolutely, for how energy works and all that sort of thing. I mean, all we might have to say we don't know the answer to that, or we,
I have opinions.
we always have opinions or something. We've always got something to say, but whether or not we know, we can talk intelligently about something. Who knows? We'll have to see. But yeah, all is fair game. And looks like David is actually talking to someone. So, that's a good sign. And so, for anybody else, if you would like to get on the air with us today, time is ticking down. And so, the way you do it, because our phone lines are broken, we can call out, but you can't call in. So, we need you to send us an email with your name and phone number, and then David will call you. So, local number 425. No, never mind. The email address is, I can't go on automatic pilot because it doesn't work. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. So if we got Mariana on the line, all righty. And I forget looking at, did she say where she's? She did not say where she is. So from wherever she is on the planet, Mariana, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Oh, I am in Seattle.
Ah, okay, great. So we aren't too far from home here.
Not
And
really.
you had sent an email, and thank you for taking the time to do that, sending us your number. So what is it that you're interested in talking about?
Yes, so lately, well, work and life balance has been a little crazy. Work has been very, very busy, and I feel that my thoughts go often to entertaining. You were just talking about earlier about entertaining thoughts, like when you're stressed and you start creating stories in your head, and I feel that,
Right.
yeah,
All the
work
negative
is
thinking
really,
stuff.
yes, exactly. Work, it is stressful, but I think sometimes gets out of hand when like, oh, and then this person said it, and then I'm starting to create all these, stories in my head. But I do feel that at work, because of the responsibilities that I have, I receive, or I am in a position of receiving a lot of energy from a lot of people, and that means good energy, that also means bad energy. And I feel that oftentimes it emanates from my stomach. Like I feel like the minute I start receiving or, getting into a conversation that's perhaps not positive or not heading in the right direction, it starts from the stomach. And I was watching this reel on social media the other day that talked about how to protect your belly button. Like there's these like indigenous communities where these belly, kind of like belts that are embroidered really beautifully, and to precisely protect your energy there. And I feel like a lot of the times when I get into these discussions that, could be stressful, I feel the energy starts there. And then when I go on to my merry way and then I get all these, like keep these stories in my head, like I continue entertaining, which I feel like that's another exercise, but that it continues to come in from the belly button, from like my stomach. So I was just thinking about, like, what do you think about that specific place as a place to protect yourself from either leaking energy or receiving energy, whether it's positive or negative? Have you, yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, well, I'm going to take second place on this one because lots of a few things I can say. But Linda, what's your response here?
Oh, hi, Mariana, and thank you for your question and call receptivity. So I want to tell you where I'm coming from on my training, which is from Dr. Sue Mortar. And she has an excellent book that I give to all of my clients. It's called The Energy Codes, and it's about the chakras in the body and how to access that energy and use it on our own behalf, as well as tapping into our thoughts and feelings. And my understanding from Dr. Sue Mortar is we don't need to be protected from anything. That the energy field that we have, each one of us has our own, belongs to us and is completely under our guidance. And that anything that is happening around us, whether it's people talking to us or things that we're seeing or witnessing, those are things that are not us. And therefore, we don't have to worry about them as far as being protected from them. On the other hand, what we do have is our response to what we see around us, including what you're talking about. Some maybe, you know, things that people are saying or wanting to talk about that seem to have some sense of threat in them, whether it's to us personally, or maybe it's just kind of an unsettled feeling. Then that's our work, each one of us, as we are hearing what's going on around us, we start to notice our own body. As you said very clearly, you notice that there's something in your body that's activating when you are, you know, in these situations. And that's brilliant, because that's the way we don't need to protect ourselves, but we can strengthen ourselves and not acquire more interference into our own field very much by using our body as the starting place. So you're already doing something very important, which is noticing you have a response in your body. And if you would like, and it's completely up to you, no worries if you don't want to do this, we could actually do some balancing and releasing around this right now, if you'd like.
Thank you. Yes, I think that'd be great. But I completely agree. I know Dr. I've read the books, and she's amazing. Agree that.
So you're familiar with Dr. Sue Mortar and energy codes. Well, that's even better. Yeah, cool.
Yes, I do agree to an extent, because I do think it's a lot more complex than that. But we don't have to protect ourselves, right? But I do think that when we're in a vulnerable position where we ourselves feel perhaps weak, or like we have to allow that energy to come in, right? Like ultimately it's our decision. And when we're stressed, or, you know, there is certain allowance, or maybe you're not paying attention, or you just accepting that energy, whether we see it or not. And I think that's where I come from, that no matter how much you try, sometimes you just gotta, you know, get caught off guard. And that's when you accept this energy, whether you realize it or not. And I feel like it's in those situations where, you know, you try to be as much as you can in control, but life happens and stressful situations happen, and perhaps other people's energies are stronger than yours at that moment, and you that allowed it or yielded to you receiving or you accepting that energy, whether you realized it or not. And I can go back and forth on this for sure, but yet, I've noticed that I think that the body is definitely a good place to start, because it gives you all the signs. And I feel that that's been the case, where I'm like, the butterflies, the not good butterflies are there. And it's an indication that something is lingering there or coming in or out, whatever the case is, but it starts there. So, yeah, thank you for sharing those thoughts. And yes, I'd love to receive anything
All right, so we've definitely got plenty of time, and we do not have any more emailers and stuff, so we can take our time here. And because we can do that, I'm just going to throw in my 2 cents worth here in this whole general subject, because I absolutely can resonate, Linda, with what you've said, you know, in a Sue Mortar's work. Now, I have to say, I've not read the book and all of that. So you both of you two know more about that than I do. But what I can tell you about, it's, you know, my own spiritual path and learning, and I did other spiritual paths on and different ways of aligning with spirit and the higher powers and God or whatever you want to call it for many years before I found what I think is the the airplane route to God, the straight way there, which would be my spiritual path with Ananda and with, you know, Yogananda and the yogi teachings and so forth. But what I learned in that process is that we have five lower bodies. We have our physical body, but we also have an astral etheric body, which is a duplicate of our physical body, an astral body. And then we have a mental body, which is around our mind. We have an emotional body, which is around, you know, our heart, our chest area. And then a perceptual body, which is the lower abdomen area. And the belly button area, Mariana, you know, is normally referred to as the solar plexus. Well, I know from my teachings and understanding these bodies and all of this years and years ago, the perceptual body is where we receive stuff. Okay. So the fact that, you know, you can be in your, say, your work situation, something's going on, you're feeling it in your belly. Okay. That means, you know, you're sensitive and you're picking it up, you're feeling something. But I think, Linda, if I'm understanding kind of some of the things you said, what you do with that feeling is what then affects things. So if you feel something, it's like, oh, God, I'm being invaded. I'm feeling, you know, this doesn't feel good. You go into the negative thinking of it. You can make it bad. Okay. Or, yeah. You can see it as I'm feeling stuff and move it through. Now, the other thing I remember is early on in my spiritual training and learning all this stuff, I remember my teacher saying, you know how they say in Eastern medicine and Eastern energies are far more aware of these things than we are in Western religion and so forth. And my teacher said, so you know how, and at the time said Oriental, but it was Asian people, where sometimes in their costume or dress, they have a big, like belt buckle, but it's like a big medallion belt over their belly. You know, it's a big thing. And my spiritualist said, that's to protect their solar plexus. So, you know, there are cultures that believe that, you know, we are, there's a vulnerability there and we're a protection over there. I tend to side with Linda on the fact that, you know, it's what we do with it that gets us in trouble. Now, but right. On the other hand, I also have learned to use the light energies from our soul body chakras, not our physical chakras, to clear and to protect. So let's see. I am thinking that when, you know, we probably at this point just, you know, throwing that stuff in that, you know, there are cultures and especially it is more Asian cultures that believe the solar plexus is vulnerable and all that sort of thing. But I also remember my teacher saying way back in the beginning, if you prepare for attack, you invite it. Okay. So that would kind of let go more with Linda and Sue Mortar's side here, you know. But we'll see how this goes if we have any more emails and callers to go. But once, you know, Linda works with you and so forth, if you want, I can just share you a little technique that I learned. It's very simple of how to clear and then seal and protect off your soul body on general principles. That might help you, you know, in that sort of thing. So we could do that. But I do think it's real important to know that we really are in charge of ourselves and it really is up to us and how we handle things. And I just can't stress enough that thought directs energy, and energy follows thought, and thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And so it's really important to not get sucked into the negative aspects and thinking badly, and that more preparing for attack sort of thing. Because if you go into your work environment or something and thinking, oh, God, you know, I'm going to pick up all this stuff, and I'm going to feel terrible. And I mean, when you go in with that attitude, that's what you're going to help create. But does that make sense, Linda?
Yes, it does. I feel like I need to make an anatomical remark.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
do,
I'm feeling like we're identifying the umbilicus as the solar plexus, and it is not.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, clarify, please, for us.
Just, I don't know why I'm so up, you know, up on this. But anyway, the solar plexus, if you went to the very bottom of your rib cage in the center where the bones, you know, come down between the ribs, that's your solar plexus.
Yeah, so it's not really your belly button.
No,
it's a little
your
above
belly
that.
Button is more included in what you call the sacral chakra.
Okay. Okay.
And so the distinctions I make energetically between those areas would be this: the umbilicus, abdominal area, the sacral chakra, is all about our intuition, our wisdom, and our creativity. And it is, I think you mentioned receptivity in this part of the body.
Uh-huh.
So this is where every piece of information there is in the universe is getting sorted out by us at the level of the gut. Our mind doesn't have to do it. Our gut's doing it. That's why we get all these gut feelings. It's working like crazy on, you know, all this input here. So that's what's going on there. Solar plexus is the mental body. It's actually our thoughts run right through this part of the body. So every time we think a thought, it activates here at that sort of high, you know, socky right here in the air goes out of you place. And this is the energy. The consciousness here is about our personal power.
Uh-huh.
And our ability to make choices and to have lots of energy. And so it's called solar plexus because it's the sun. We get the energy of the sun right here. So the great thing about what Marianne is talking about to me is that these two chakras can work together to help us, because our intuition, wisdom, and creativity can be integrated with our personal power, which is our self-confidence and our ability to feel great about the choices we're making. And when those two consciousnesses get integrated, then we really are in a good place, even if it's we personally are in a good place, even if we're in a place of conflict or dissension. So those are my thoughts on the chakras. And the other thing I wanted to say is, it's really natural to every human nervous system that if anything happens around us that is perceived by us as threatening, it's going to cause fight or flight in us. And that's how we survived as long as we did as a species. And it's very important to have that. So there's nothing wrong if we feel ourselves clutching up. That's because we perceive a threat. And the stronger we become, the less things are perceived as threats. But if it's perceived as a threat and we're at work and we don't have time to do all this stuff, what we do is we just make a little mental note or write something down. Later, when it's quiet, I'm going to come back to this moment and I'm going to do some work on this to help myself become stronger and, you know, more confident in my ability to be present to this kind of thing.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, from my perspective, I think the best way to strengthen yourself is to find your spiritual path and awaken to understand that you're spirit first, physical body second. And that understanding and working to be a better spirit in human form is what makes you stronger and better. And kind of the bottom line is, a master can walk through a crowd of angry, horrible, sick people and isn't affected, doesn't pick up a thing. So it's really, you know, it's really true, but we have to work on ourselves and elevate our own vibration. But that's a very good clarification, and see, well, you know, that's why you do what you do, and you have, you know, can explain things in more detail. But that's really great. So, yeah, I think we've had a good discussion about it. It makes sense. And Mariana, are you ready for Linda to do a little session with you?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, Linda, you're in charge.
Okay, Mariana. So, well, this is actually going to be using our breath and awareness, at least at the beginning here. So, Mariana, I'm going to just invite you to remember what you were just telling us, that experience, or just pick one of the experiences you've had in your workplace. Just let yourself think about it and notice how you feel about that. Do that now. And excellent. So now what we're going to do is we're going to set that aside for a moment. Although actually, while you're thinking about it, did you feel it in your body again, Mariana?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So you know that
place.
That's
a clue.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. No, that's perfect, because this is how you work on things when you're not at work. So you can even put your hand probably right on top of that area and just let yourself know, yeah, I felt it right here when I remembered that, and you may feel it yet. So we're just going to notice that feeling there, and then we're going to shift our awareness now into the solar plexus. And everyone listening, if you have anything that you feel like kind of got stuck in you somewhere, some kind of an unsettled feeling, just follow along. We're all going to place our awareness now in the solar plexus, which is, as I said, at the base of the rib cage, in the center of the body. And we're going to just let ourselves take a nice deep breath into that area. Just breathe it in now, inhale. And then you're going to exhale down into the abdomen. And then you're going to open up that abdomen and breathe into the abdomen. And then squeeze and exhale up into the solar plexus. And as you're doing it, let yourself feel that energy traveling up and down. Inhale into the solar plexus. Really big expansion. And then exhale down. Feel it moving down through the body into the abdomen. Open the abdomen and breathe in. Stretch it out like a beach ball. And then squeeze all the air out of the beach ball. Exhale up into the solar plexus. And keep this breath going. You know what you're doing now. And do it as slowly as you can now that you've got the picture. Inhaling really big, and then exhaling to the other chakra. Following that breath, feeling it sweeping through the body. And continuing that breath, I want everyone to just add the word dependable into their thoughts. Dependable. And now when you're going to exhale next, no matter where you are, exhale all the way down into the earth. And then relax and breathe normally. And then, Mariana, I'm going to invite you to check in with that part of your body where you were feeling that feeling. So go back to thinking about that incident at work again. You got it?
Yes.
And then notice your body. And just let me know if you notice anything different about how your body is this time.
Yes, I feel like thinking of the energy of squeezing a ball and pulling out all the energy helps in the flow. Also picturing the flow out helped a lot. Yes.
So yeah, you're not having the same kind of clutched up or weird feeling in the belly button as you did before?
It just feels like it comes in, but it flows through. Like it's not getting stuck.
Good, good. Yay. Good job. Good job. So this is just kind of a beginning level on what we can do for ourselves. Not necessarily when we're at work, because work is, you know, work. And we don't always have the ability to focus this way. But I really recommend doing things where we are pulling breath through the area where we felt that feeling. What we're doing when we do this is we're actually helping ourselves digest the emotional frequency that got stuck and bring it all the way into our body, so that, as you so put it so well, it joins the flow of who we are, and it's not an obstacle anymore. And at doing that, strengthens us.
Yes. Well, now, thank you so much.
I have a question, though, Linda, because you said, you know, that Marianna, you can't really do this, you know, when you're, it's going on at work, you know, sort of thing. But seems to me if Marianna, you know, got in a situation, maybe her understanding and what she's been through today, it just may not affect her in the same way. But if she does feel something like that, doesn't mean that at her earliest opportunity, she can't move into a bathroom or her own office or someplace and do a little breathe. But is that, because I would think that would be the way to go if she's feeling that, you know, energy, that to practice that breathing that we were just doing, inhaling into the belly button, you know, and expanding and then breathing it out into the solar plexus and back down and forth. Just she should repeat that ritual of breathing, right?
Yeah.
That would clear it, right? So you may not be able to do it instantly at the time, but at your earliest opportunity, you would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So does that make sense to you, Marianna?
Yeah, yes, it does. I would say, though, sometimes it is as immediate, like you're aware, I'm aware that it's happening at the moment. Sometimes the moment happened, right? Like, and I'm in the situation and I don't realize until after. And I think that's where the crazy thoughts go. And then I am also part of the problem because I'm feeding that energy. So it's almost like after the fact. But either way, I think this, you know, it doesn't matter at what moment. If you go back to that center and do that breathing, it's just becoming aware that that's happening. And you just go on to your thoughts and you allow your thoughts to carry through and drive the conversation. Yes. And that's where I get in trouble, because I'm like, okay, I'm thinking about something that happened 5 hours ago and now I'm feeding all these negative energy and I myself am creating that. So I think it's just catching myself sometimes after the fact to do that exercise and stop it. So,
you're really on top of it, because the less we actually tell ourselves a story about what happened and the more we just notice, what did my body do, and deal with that, we really get through it a lot faster, because the stories are what help things linger.
Well, thank
you.
Good
job.
That was really helpful.
Yeah, really helpful. We're feeling creatures, and we feel all kinds of things. And one of the things when I was learning about energy and stuff, you know, the left side of your body receives, the right side projects. And so often, if you start paying attention to feelings, like maybe you walk in, you're going to a meeting of some kind, and you sit down, you know, in a chair, then there's a person on either side of you. Well, let's say you just sit down in your chair and you felt fine when you sat down, but then all of a sudden your big toe hurts. You think, oh, that's interesting. Why is my toe hurt? Well, if you're brave enough, it's likely coming from the person on your left. You're picking something up. So if you're brave enough, you can just, you know, hey, you know, are you feeling something in your foot? Have you got up to, and they'll say, oh, yeah, my toe really hurts. But I can remember checking on stuff like that energetically for a while, realizing how sensitive I was and picking things up. And if it isn't the person on the left, it could be behind you or in front of you or around you. But you'll find out that a lot of times you just get these spontaneous feelings It's really funny. I walk through the aisle of Costco, and I may be walking just fine, but I walk through past somebody, and then I'm limping immediately. My hip gives out. I know that I just picked that up walking, you know. But if you make it a negative thing and start worrying about it, you make it a lot worse. But like I said, you know, the more you understand these things, the stronger you become. And but we pick up stuff all the time, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Sensitivity, I think, if empaths are 10 times more sensitive, and that goes for physical
sometimes you have to learn to make better choices, and then what to do in those situations. Yeah. But just learning a ritual like Linda did, that little breathing thing. I mean, that's not a difficult thing to do, and how easy is it? Mm-hmm. And it shifted it right away from you. But then also to realize that you don't have to deal with it immediately in the present time, because I think it was a little surprise to you when Linda had you think about it, that produced the feeling right away.
Right. Yeah. There's no time and place. That's right. A human-made construct. So it's true.
Now, Linda, I know that you did a little differently with Mariana and stuff, but does she need an affirmation or anything?
Mariana, let's have you just think about blue sky for a moment. Just beautiful blue sky. The sky is blue.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Just think about a blue sky for a moment. Just something beautiful.
Okay.
I'm finding a word for you. Okay. Excuse me. The affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of sincerity. I embrace the feeling of sincerity. And that will help you to access the frequency of sincerity, which is a helpful frequency for you at this time.
And so she should just do that several times a day for the next few days.
Yeah.
Now, would that affirmation help if she finds this, she's in a situation, she's feeling something, just doing it in her mind? That will help her through that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mariana, so you got some tools to work with.
Thank you.
I hope that now you also, and everybody who's listening, Mariana, you can have a session, a free session with Linda off the air, because this working with her here on the air doesn't count. So I'm going to give you all her information again. So Mariana, write down her number, and if you'd like to, you can do a free session with Linda off the air, either in person or remotely. So the Linda's number that you can call or text for a free treatment is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All righty. And then, Mariana, the one more thing I want from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you mark your calendar, Linda's here the second Sunday of every month. I'd really appreciate it if the next show, the second Sunday, of May. Do you believe it? Second Sunday of May. If you would call in so you could tell us, how did this work for you? And did it help, or do we need to go farther and give you more? So would you call in next month to let us know how this works for you?
I'll put it on the calendar if I can. Yes, I will.
Wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. All righty. Well, you have a great day, and hopefully a calmer, peaceful time at work.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bo. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Thanks for calling, or thanks for letting us call you. Animal World. All righty. We've totally just cruised by ads again in this hour. So, David, let's do the same thing. Just string everything together. But since You know, you can drop the animal world ad is fine if you want to, and that'll give us a little extra time. But anyway, we'll go ahead and run all our ads right now. So stay right where you are. We will do current events when we get back. So we cover that base, and then probably chatting our way through the rest of the hour because we're getting close to the end here. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. Current events are next on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
I'm Sue Minahan. Join me Sunday, April 26, 1 p.m. for Talk Cosmos. We're talking about Pluto and Haumea's slow birth and what it means for all of us. The months ahead bring deep transformation, a rebirth process unfolding collectively. We adjust networking, communities, reimagine our partnerships, and find out where we're truly meant to prosper. Journey with Talk Cosmos, Sunday, April 26, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we are in fact winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon though, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard again from NuPro Supplements, and it's NUP, as in Peter. NuproSupplements.com. And you can check them out online. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Highly recommend the cat vitamins. Highly recommend the dog supplement, especially if you've got a shedding dog. Keep the hair on your dog and not on your floor. You can often find the dog supplements at your local pet store. But if not, you can learn all about them at NuproSupplements.com. You can order there if you like, but you can also order on Amazon and the price is the same. And we've talked about our sound healer, Jude Ponton, the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home and shoreline, so easy access, great parking, and what a gift it is to actually be in the presence of the gongs and the chimes and the forks and have her work on you in person is really, really incredible, and she is quite a gifted healer, and it's equally powerful in person or remotely, but there's really something to be said to be able to be right there and experience it in person. So check out whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call. She's teaching this weekend. She'll have to call you back. But the number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. We also heard from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, psychic gal. She'll be here next week. In the meantime, you can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. That's her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. She's got a YouTube channel loaded with all kinds of stuff you can listen to. And her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter and the letters IC for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter IC. That'll get you to her YouTube channel. She continues to do her podcast weekly at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. And you can hear it live on her YouTube channel 4 p.m. Wednesday, or you can listen to the archived versions. And there's all kinds of other things for you to listen to as well. Natasha's also available for private readings. And you can schedule through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, or give her a call, 360-770-2836, 360-770-2836. Alrighty then, and of course you know me, I'm out there helping people with their dogs and solving problems quickly, so write down my phone number and please tell anyone you know that's got problems with their dogs to give Aunt Martha a call. I'll talk to them for free on the phone and tell them, you know, and I will explain how I work and what's involved and find out if we're a match. Anyway, the number to give them is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And then while we're at it, before we get to current events here, just remember, you can, check out Linda through her website, which is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And, you can also call her for a free introductory session. If she has not worked with you off the air, then you qualify. And even if she has worked with you on the air and even more than once on the air, doesn't count. You still get a free session off the air. All you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And before we get to current events, while we're on the subject, Linda, why don't we let everybody know about the music we've listened to when you've been working? Yes.
The music today was written and performed by Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com.
Wonderful. All righty then. How about we take care of current events? You know about Natasha's podcast, just told you about that, about Linda's free sessions. Let's see, most stuff is going on at the Northwest Stream Center up McCollum Park, South Everett, and boy, they've got it going right now. There's the water. Now, this isn't at the Northwest Stream Center, but they are advertising it. Waterways Healing the Circle of Water and Life at the Shack Art Center, at the 2026 Art Education in Action exhibition has Sammy the salmon on display. That's probably why Northwest Dream Center is advertising. But the exhibition is open now through May 16th. Tuesdays through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shack Art Center in Everett. I didn't know there was an art center in Everett. I'll have to check that out, but it sounds good. All right, and now at the Northwest Dream Center, it's the time of year. It's the Swamp Lantern Festival. Does anybody, Alinda, David, do you know what a swamp lantern is? Well, I asked Nathan last week, and he said, well, all I can think of is those lanterns people float on the water. No. There's a real live swamp lantern. Haven't you ever seen skunk cabbage?
Oh, yes, I have seen skunk cabbage.
A big yellow flower kind of looks like a lantern growing up out of the swamp. Well, the wetlands all around the Northwest Stream Center and the walk, you know, the mile walk you go through and stuff, what's in the middle of all that marshland? Well, so it's Swamp Lantern Festival, meaning the skunk cabbage is in full bloom. So really worth going up, you know, to tour and walk the walk and see all of that. Now, for that or anything else, it's a good idea to call them ahead, let you know you're coming, and for any of the events, to call for a reservation. Let's see. Next thing would be Urban Wetlands and Wildlife, a guided birding field trip. How fun does that sound? On Saturday, May 18th, and that's going to be from 10 to noon at the Stream Center. Then you come back to the Stream Center after your birding field trip, and you can do rock painting from 1 to 3 p.m. That's on April 18th, or you could just go from 1 to 3 p.m. for the rock painting if you want to do that. Then the next one is Earth Expressions, Climate Circle and Guided Meditation. This would be on Sunday, April 26th from 3 to 6 p.m., and this is an Earth Day gathering to nurture and sustain self-care and stewardship. Then on May 2nd, it's Monet, Me, and the Mallards, Saturday, May 2nd, 1 p.m. with Gregory A. Green, and he's a wildlife photographer. So this Monet, Me, and the Mallards must be photographs of his that relate to that. So it's probably going to be extraordinary. All right, and then the next one is at Penny Creek, History and Stewardship, Saturday. So if you know, if you're a fan of Penny Creek, Saturday, May 19th, 1 p.m. And then, oh, here, how about this? Foraging for Wild Edible Plants with Alderleaf Wilderness College. And that'll be Saturday, May 30th at 1 p.m. I guess they're the experts. So if you ever get lost and you want to know what you can eat, this is the seminar to find out if you're out there a lot. And then last thing, it takes us to June, Solstice Serenades, a benefit concert for the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab with the Musical Mountaineers and Friends. That'll be Saturday, June 14th at 2 p.m. And at the same time, their Summer Solstice Market will be open and available on Saturday, June 14th from 10 to 3 p.m. All righty, so that covers the Northwest Stream Center. Oh, and by the way, if you want to, Northwest Stream Center the name of the place. The website is streamkeeper.org, streamkeeper.org. And the number to call for info or reservations, 425-316-8592. Then we've got at Homeward Pet and never mind, that already happened. Tuxes and Tails will be coming up next month. The annual Humane Society benefit, that's May 16th at the Fremont Studios. And we now have the information for Meow's annual fundraiser, Fine Wines and Felines. They're calling it Purty in Pink, big hair, bigger hearts, in-person dinner and auction. They're kind of celebrating the 80s and big hair. And I'm not getting a permanent again, but I had one and I had big hair. So I can relate to that. Anyway, the Fine Wines and Felines, Saturday, June 27th at 5:30 at Mobius Hall on the Cascadia College campus in Bothell. And registration opens April 27th. And the online auction will be June 15th to June 28th, so you can mark your calendars for that. And I think that covers current events, except to say that next week, Natasha will be here. And so it's behavior training and healing questions with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, or personal readings with Natasha. So I hope you can join us next week. Plan to call in with your questions for either one of us or a personal reading with Natasha. And I believe Nason will be back. I don't think he's stomping around next week. I don't think there's a home game. Oh, he is stomping around? So you're going to be here? David will be here next week? Okay, well, then David will be here next week, and there will be another Mariners game on Sunday. So, all right, so David, somehow, I don't know, you or Nathan, who's going to raise hell for me about the phone lines today?
I think I'll pass that off to Nathan.
See, I knew you, big chicken.
What?
Yeah, there we go. Okay, but somebody, I mean, come on. I want somebody talking to the powers that be to remember, hey, we're supposed to be the flagship show of the station and here on the weekends. And you can't have working phone lines for us? Come on. All right, I'll bug Nathan. But he's going to be bigfooting next week, so you will be in with us. All right. Linda, any big plans for you coming up?
No, I can't say there are, but I love this spring, and I'm looking forward to everything unfolding as it does at this time of year.
No, I can tell you, I gauge spring by who's out here and what's blooming and all that sort of thing. Well, so my Anna hummingbirds have been, you know, here all year, but my Rufus hummingbirds have shown up now. A week ago last Monday was my first Rufus. Do you have Rufus hummingbirds now,
you know,
at your place?
We think we might have seen one last year, but they're not really.
Oh, you don't
frequent.
Have a lot of them.
No.
Okay. Because I do have them come in, and they do one family and then they leave. But anyway, so my Rufus hummingbirds are here. So that's a good sign. And my
are sort of back.
Because I saw them for a few days when the weather got really warm, and then they disappeared. You know, and the robins, they go to the warmer or up high. Now they've been back, and they were singing this morning. I saw robins again today. And I want to put out my fuchsia plants, and I know they're bugging me for their birdie bath, but it's still freezing at night sometimes, so it's not time to put it out yet. But as soon as it's not freezing, I'm going to put their birdie bath in. If you're thinking, if you have robins, I'll tell you, robins love birdie baths. So get them a bird bath, except remember they like puddles, not swimming pools. anyway, thank you all. Thank you, Linda, so much. Thank you, Dave. You everybody have a wonderful afternoon, and we will, fingers crossed, let's think good thoughts that we have working phone lines next week. And Linda, thank you for all your great energy work and education for us. We learned a lot today. It's interesting that information comes through.
My pleasure.
And I wouldn't have understood the difference between solar plexus and belly button and what's where. And anyway, so I'm really glad we have these little side trips that we get to learn stuff.
Great.
So, and remember, y'all can get a free treatment with Linda off the air, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992, verticalenergyworldwide.com. All righty, so, be here next week for me and Natasha, and please, either email us with your phone number if we end up with no phones again, but hopefully we have a new phone system, and everything's working next week. So I guess we're about done, and so we're going to leave David to take care of the rest of the day, and I'm going to get out and do chores. And what the heck happened to my sunshine? Did you guys take it? Do you have any sunshine?
Nope.
Okay, well, I got clouds now, and I don't see any blue sky. But the good news is it's dry. So, all righty. Everybody, have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and me and Natasha next week. So, as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.